Hey everyone, it is Diaper Perv.
And Zakaru.
And we are going to talk about scammers in the ABDL world.
It's a growing problem.
It is huge. I feel like there's more scammers now than ever, but maybe they were always there and there wasn't social media platforms, like people weren't talking about it openly. Because I feel like when someone gets scammed out of money, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed, they don't know what to do, they're not going to post it on a forum or out in public because they're just too embarrassed.
Yeah, they feel like they feel violated, and they also don't want to share their I don't want to say their drop in intelligence, but their experience, because they don't want people to view them as an unintelligent person.
Yes. And I feel like it's easy for us and for other people to react to when people, you know, pipe in the comments like, oh, I got scammed out of $500. I got taken for $1,000. Well, you should have known better.
Yeah, that's such an awful feeling, because then you feel even worse because now you're being judged.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that's why people don't really talk about it. So these scam artists could have been here for many years, maybe 15, 20 years. We just don't know.
Or they discovered our community and see us as easy marks. You know, back in the day, during carnivals and circuses, when they were traveling the country, they would target people and target towns who they would call marks. And initially, this term wasn't necessarily a bad thing, because this was their customer base.
Yeah.
Also, for you wrestling fans out there, us fans are known as marks, because we're the ones who consume the product. We're the target audience. And so for scammers, they view us as marks, as an easy pay, as an easy payout, an easy target.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people in the community are targeted because they view us as people who don't have the highest intelligence level, because something that we're going to talk about in another episode of our podcast is, you know, our community and you know,
how people see us.
How people see us. And so, like, you know, these scammers, unfortunately, they come in and like, oh boy, easy money. Let me just pick out all these people right here and now.
Well, do you think that ABDLs are more prone to being scammed because they want something so bad and it's so hard to find it?
I really do. I think for a lot of littles out there, they have this deep yearn desire of just of absolute despotism, where they want a dynamic with, you know, a mommy or a daddy, and they are willing to go to lengths in which most people wouldn't be comfortable to do, because they feel like that's what they need to do, what they want to do. And they may even see things in cross-secting other communities and dynamics, like with the BDSM community and other interactions with other pro-doms, you know, requiring like tribute and such. And so they acclimate or account for and compare, you know, this register fee or this, you know, well, give me your credit card, blah, 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 as a tribute, which I have seen this happen to people.
Oh.
And, you know, thankfully I was able to stop one person from this happening to them and kind of give them a crash course. Like, no, this person's just a scammer, because look at all the things that happened. This isn't going to be something that most verified DOMs are going to do.
Right. Okay. And I think ABDLs might get scammed because they're not in the kink. A lot of them aren't in the kink community and aren't aware of what a dom would do or would ask for, or what's normal, you know, for that behavior, for that type of exchange.
Right.
Let's talk about the definition of scam.
So Cambridge sums up scamming as to trick someone into giving money or some advantage in a dishonest or often illegal way. So an example was, he was scammed out of $500 in what he thought was a legitimate way to get auto parts for his old car.
Let's talk about what is not a scam. I think that pro mommies and fantasy facilitators, when they are doing virtual sessions, online sessions, texting, phone call, and they ask for a certain amount of money, for this amount of time to play out your fantasy and have the interaction you want tailored to you, that is not a scam.
No, but that is a predetermined, pre-agreed, consented negotiation of this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to give me, and this is what you're going to get out in return. And once you have that established and the transaction is complete, both parties are satisfied because the requested requirements on both sides were met.
That's a great way for you to get your fantasy fulfilled if you can't see someone in person or you can't afford their in-person rates. Also, DOMs and sex hotlines, like let's say you don't know any diaper fantasy facilitators, which I do have a list. I made my own list of people I would personally recommend. So let's say you call a DOM or like a phone sex operator, and you tell them you're an adult baby or you have a diaper fetish, and they don't really understand it, and they kind of play along, but you're not satisfied at the end with how they interacted with you because they didn't understand it. Is that a scam?
No, that's not a scam because the breakdown of communication happened. It's a two-way street. So if you aren't able to effectively communicate, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is what I would like to expect, and if the person in which you're transacting with or attempting to transact with can't provide those things, then it is on you to say, all right, thank you, but no thank you for your time, and move on and do your due diligence. It's the same process with you doing a due diligence when you are seeking out a pro fantasy facilitator, whether it's in this community or in the BDSM community or whatever have you. It's on you to look into making sure that you are getting what you need and what you want. And so if you don't get what you want, you can't just say, well, I was scammed out of that because the person wasn't able to provide because of your lack of communication.
Especially if that's not their specialty, you kind of have to like have the whole outline you want. Like, like you're my mommy, and then this happened, and then I wet my pants, and then you spank me, and then you put me in a diaper, but you still love me because so you kind of have to like paint the whole picture and set the whole tone because they may never have even heard of this. And they're definitely not mind readers. And even people who are diaper fantasy facilitators, they don't know exactly what you're into, and everyone has such, different nuanced wants and fantasies.
Yeah, exactly. And going back to your point of them not being a mind reader is a huge thing because then people get their feelings hurt. Like, well, you should have just known. Like, no, they're not
No.
gonna know. You have to explain to them. The only way that they would know is if this was a real life and dynamic relationship that was not a transactional exchange. It's not gonna happen that way. So if you don't effectively, again, communicate to this person, this is what you need, what you want, what you desire, it's not their fault that they didn't go through with it, you know? It would be different if they, just refused after agreeing, but that's typically not going to happen.
And just saying, oh, I want a mommy to do mommy things.
That's so generic and it's such a wide
It is.
spectrum that leaves so much to be translated or differentiated into, like, well, what do they want?
So OnlyFans and membership sites. So those are not scams
No.
because you kind of you follow your favorite diaper girl or diaper boy online on their social medias, and they post little teasers, and they're like, yeah, join my JFF. That's not a scam because you kind of know what's going to happen in there. You're going to get pictures and videos of their diaper adventures or what have you. And that's a good exchange of money for some entertainment.
Exactly. It is a bill of sale for goods. And it's a little bit different from Walmart. Just because you don't like, the towel set you bought, you can take that back. This is a little different, this is consumable media that you can't exchange or return or chalk up as, oh, I was scammed out of 10 bucks because I didn't get to see someone blort their pants.
Right. It's like, well, did they promise that they would blort their diapers?
Exactly.
So let's go over what is a scam. So there are scam mommies out there, and a lot of them are on IG.
Or Twitter. Those are the two main sites. FetLife has yet to be fully infiltrated. It's getting there, but mainly it's Twitter and Instagram you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
And sometimes Facebook and certain ABDL
Yes.
groups, which
Yeah,
y'all,
Facebook.
with Facebook, that's I'll stop on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I see them on Facebook, just because there's so many ABDL groups on there. So what do the scam mommies do?
I mean, from the screenshots I have seen floating all over the community, and even people who have reached out to me in my inbox, it's always like, hi there. And it starts out like a normal conversation, but you see hints of it early. If you look at their profile, it's a generic profile that just popped up a day or two ago. It's stolen pictures or generic pictures, poor grammar, and it's always the profiles always start off the same way. And most of the time, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be, "I am a mommy, a good sweet mommy, looking for a baby to care for."
Yes, I've seen that so many times. Looking for my sweet baby boy.
Exactly. And then they hop into your DMs, and they're like, the conversation starts off kind of normal, but then they hit you with this sweet little number. "I'm really sick right now, or I'm behind on my energy bill, or I could really use gas. Could you cash at me?" Or even some of them are very brazen in the beginning, and like, "Will you Zelle transfer me?" And it's usually going to be some form of transfer that is not refundable by your bank, because they know the ropes in order to pull money from people that can't be pulled back. And that's the telltale sign. As soon as they start asking for money, run away. Get out of there. Because, between friends, like, "Oh, I paid," like, for example, "I paid for dinner the other night, and then we had dinner tonight. Well, Diaper Perv spotted me some cash for dinner. She didn't have to do that. I didn't ask her for that." That's not a scam. That's a verified thing between the two of us. But for someone who you don't know, who's just hopping into your DMs, run away. Get out of there. Don't entertain them at all.
So why do people fall for these? Is it because they are hoping so badly that this person is real and that they're going to move them across the state and live in their house as their little?
I think people fantasize that a lot. And they do see that. They have that dream. And I will be the first to break that, to burst that bubble. It's not possible. It's not real. At the end of the day, we're adults.
And these scam mommies, they will always contact you.
Yeah.
I feel like real, like ABDL mommies, daddies in the lifestyle, they have an established like social media presence,
They do.
even if
Or
they're new.
Yeah, or they're and I have seen this, where the handful of caregivers in the community are so turned off by people hounding them. And that's one thing these scammers do depend on. Like, they will reach out to you, but if as soon as you willingly crawl into their web, that's their bread and butter, because you came to them.
Okay. So I think people are just so excited about getting attention from someone who calls themselves a mommy or a daddy that they're like, "Oh my goodness, all my dreams are coming true." Like it just clouds their thinking a little bit.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm judging people by saying this, but use your brain. Use logic. Common sense. Use that. Really think about it.
Right. Like, why would this person just contact me when I only have like one picture up and I don't even live in their state
And
or
you have a very generic blank profile, and their profile is equally as blank and generic. Which, to be fair, a lot of people on social media, they want the download. They want, they don't want to be known, like a lot of people in the community who are more open about their participation in our community.
And the scammers usually don't know the lingo too. Like a real profile, I feel like has all these like lingo and acronym after, they'll be like ABDL slash DDLG 18 plus.
Hashtag collab.
Right, but they'll have all these, like gray ace and like all these different identifiers,
Yeah,
that.
they'll be up on it, and they'll be fluent, as Diaper Perf said, but again, not necessarily all the time. Some people are more reserved, and they just, they're more of a humble and quaint profile. So again, it's up to you to discern and use your brain ball to say, all right, this person's legit, or no, this person is a scammer.
Now, what about like the profiles that are mimicking adult ABDL companies existing or like pretending to be an actual company?
There seems to be a lot of this, and it's mainly been affecting companies like ABU or Dottie, where like Lil Lolly Cat, love her to pieces. She has had her picture stolen so many times of other profiles across so many social media platforms, claiming to be her, claiming to be a mommy, claiming to give away free diapers, etc. Let's be real here. ABU, any diaper company, isn't going to be giving away free diapers and making them your baby, or their baby. It's not going to happen. Lolly, Casey, Todd, and whoever else runs a diaper company is in the market to make money, and to provide a service for the community. So, if it's on a verified social media platform that has more than two posts, you need to get out of there.
Okay, so what's other ways to spot like the fake companies?
DM for free diapers or DM for ABDL license card,
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness, the license card. Yes. There was someone saying, "Oh, if you pay me $100, then you could be, registered for the ABDL community." And that was crazy. Like, because they're using this like gatekeepy term for ABDL community. And then how do people fall for that? I'm sorry.
I mean, I wasn't aware that we have HOA for the ABDL, where we have to pay our dues every month.
I haven't been paying them.
No, neither have I. I'm owed 10 years then.
And what would the HOA money even do? Like provide the convention?
Could you imagine if everyone in the community just spotted $100 a year for CapCon, just how crazy huge CapCon would be,
What a good idea.
like CapCon, if you're listening, you can just throw me and Diaper Purr free tickets for life if this takes off.
Or someone else who wants to start a different.
Yeah, or another convention, because we desperately need conventions. That's a whole nother topic.
Oh, geez. Okay. And also blackmail, too. Like a buddy of mine met someone on FetLife and sent her pictures of him with his face and everything and
Oof.
diapers. I know he's like really smart too. Oh geez, I shouldn't be talking about him like this, but she started blackmailing him and demanding money, and she found out information about him. It was very, very old information.
The best advice I would give is don't include your faces. Unless you were comfortable being present in the community, unless it's a tough thing, because like I don't want to give advice on this, because there are people in the community who have high-end jobs who are very prevalent in public and don't care. But there's other people who are very afraid, nervous about this.
A lot. I know a lot of them. And now they're even more afraid because of stuff like this.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing thing that people are, unfortunately, in our community who do this.
So then how can someone like trust people? How do you start trusting people online that you meet online without sending like even a normal face pic?
I think
How do you build that trust?
It goes again to using your common sense to weighing everything you have, what you fought for, what you have built in your life. Is it really worth chancing all that for befriending someone who you don't really know? And of course, you obviously want to build trust with that person. You obviously want to show that person that you are trustworthy. That doesn't mean showing your face, doesn't mean divulging parts of your identity. That just means you need to say, hey, like a lot of us use scene names. I use the scene name. People don't know me by who I am. They just know me as Zakaru, and that's completely fine, and use your scene name. And if you have like a scene nickname, use that. Some people call me Rue. Call me Rue. That's fine,
Yeah, so maybe not, don't give people your full name.
No, I wouldn't even do that. Like if your full if your name is something similar to your scene name, fine. Or if you just want to use your scene name, that's fine too. The building trust is a two-way street. It's not just dependent upon you. Like our friendship, let's use that as an example. When we first met, we weren't divulging, our names to each other. We've known each other, what, 5 years, 6 years?
No, not that long.
Since 2020.
Oh, okay. No, even no, I thought it was before that.
What was your first CapCon?
18.
Okay,
But
so.
I felt like, okay, so in 18, I saw you and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've watched so many of your videos. Is it someone I recognize on,
Stop, stop it. I'm
TV?
blushing over here.
And then I came over and talked to you, and you just looked at me like, who
I was shy. Like,
are
CapCon 18 was like my second CapCon, and I was still like mortally terrified of everyone. So I
Oh.
apologize if I was like giving you like the side eye. I was just like, I don't know like how to respond to people. And even to this day, when people come up to me at CapCon, I'm like, hi, how are you? Oh, it's so good to meet you. I'm like, oh God, what do I do?
Oh, yeah.
Because like I'm nobody, like I don't understand why people treat me like I'm somebody when I'm just nobody.
But you're someone that they recognize giving advice and talking about relevant things that you guys have in common. So I feel like they develop some type of, relationship to you or familiarity.
Yeah, there's that bond, that familiarity that's
Yeah.
there. And it's like
Yeah.
with us, like we built on that.
Right.
Like had we not built on that, we wouldn't be here right now
Right.
filming,
Yeah.
So we established trust that
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, but I guess that comes over time
It
and
does.
just talking and sharing information.
Bouncing information off each other,
Yeah.
opening yourself up more and
Yeah.
more. And that's the key, is not just to be a waterfall of information to these people. You want to be, just trickle here and there. Give bits and pieces of yourself. Be conservative with your information. Be conservative with facts about you, details about you, until you can really get to know and trust this person and see there's someone who you want there in your life. If this person in your life doesn't make you feel comfy, like after like a couple of months of constant communication, then maybe they're not the person for you to be, hanging out with.
Yeah, I
Not
know.
just not,
Yeah.
and not speaking from a relationship level, but like from a friendship level.
Right. Oh, yeah. I was gonna dial it back to getting the blackmail thing
Yeah,
happening,
that's,
right?
yeah.
I feel like you really have to ask, okay, if someone's talking to me, what's their intention? Especially if you're a guy and like, an attractive woman online, it just hits you up and wants you to do things
Exactly.
like send pictures of yourself with your
Instant red
face.
flag.
What the? Oh.
It goes back to that trickle of information. Just feed them enough to where you can see their intentions.
Yeah, because why would they want that?
Exactly. Let's just put the shoe on the other foot. Let's just say someone was messaging you. You want to know what their intentions are, so you're not going to give them like the full-fledged attention and like a good spiel of who you are. They may already know a good bit of who you are, but
Yeah.
in order to transact with you, you have to give of yourself more than you normally would.
Yes, yeah, correct.
So apply that situation to the person who's reaching out to you, or even the person who you may have interest in, because you never know who's on the other side of that keyboard.
So if you've gotten scammed out there and lost some money, take a good look at it, at the series of events that happened, and then try and find what the red flags are. Identify the red flags so you can look out for them next time.
Yeah, I mean the common red flags are going to be asking for money, instantly trying to put you in a role in which that you don't consent to, because consent is key, and a lot of these people don't know what consent is, and so they're gonna try and force you in a role because they know, well, this person is a little or an adult baby or whatever, and they're counting on your intelligence being less than, to where they can say, all right, cool, well, you're my baby and you're gonna do this, and I'm mommy, so you have to follow my rules in order to earn my love. And the first rule is I have a commitment fee of $200.
And yeah, they come in hot and heavy with like the mommy talk to try and reel you in. It's like in real life,
That's
that wouldn't happen like
no,
that.
that courtship, dating. Let's remember these things.
Yeah, like I've hit up guys that I thought were hot and never went into a role play like that with them right off the bat. I would just be like, hey, how's it going? I really like, these pictures here and I think you're cute.
There you go.
And try and I look through their profile to try and see if we have something in common or, something I could talk about, like, oh, you're at Disneyland, and create a real conversation.
And these people aren't going to do that. They're just going
No.
to, like you said, just jump hot and heavy into forcing you into, a quote unquote dynamic. And the next thing you know, you're sucked in and you're in headspace. And then,
Yeah.
oh, you give $200, $300,
Oh,
$500.
jeez.
It's an awful thing that there are people in the community, even inside and out, who do this. And the best thing you can do is just be smart, really do your homework and just be careful out there. I mean, when we were growing up, we were taught to look both ways when we cross the street, right? Look both ways. Look at yourself. Look at the other person and really study the situation and take everything that we've talked about and just put that into practice, because it's something that you have to do. You have to protect yourself. You have to look out for yourself. No one's going to do it for you.
No.
And these people who are trying to scam you are certainly not going to do that.
Oh no, they just want your money.
And that's one thing that they try and do. They try and position like, well, I'm trying to take care of you and look out for you, but I need a little help. No. They're just looking to take care of themselves. They're not, they don't care about you. To them, you are just a dollar sign. You are just a credit card number, and that's it. Once they have that, they're done with you.
And they're probably running multiple scams, not just on ABDLs, but in other facets of life
Oh,
too, like
absolutely.
Craigslist scams, like buying, selling rims, but you have to send me a money order scams. They're probably running like 100 things at once. You're just one of them.
You're just part of their daily business expense,
Well, I think we pretty much covered the gamut of scams.
I do.
Yeah, just don't send face pics.
Don't send face pics. Don't send money. Be smart. Use your brain ball. If you got a good noodle in your skull,
And that you're not stupid
no,
or
you're not.
I feel like they're just emotionally vulnerable and they wanted something so badly that it clouds your judgment sometimes.
Logic first, people.
That's another topic. Why is there not enough caregivers?
I have a few ideas, but that's another topic.
Okay, maybe we should do
We should.
that.
Well, we appreciate you joining us for our first, we don't want to use the word collab, because he doesn't
Oh,
like
I hate
that.
that
Our
word.
first meeting, our first summit, this dual summit of creating media. Because we don't like playing content.
Sure. No, I don't like that word
As we have
either.
diaper purses over here dying. Well, all right, guys.
Okay.
Well, y'all have a fantastic day. Be sure and check out Diaper Purse channel and my channel. Links for everything are in the description box below. Have a great day, and we will see you in the next podcast.
Okay, bye guys.